day, we rejoice that being accounted saints through the righteousness of Christ, we pledge our time, talent, and treasures for the work of our one family in our church, school, and campus ministry in 2017. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Behold a host arrayed in white, we have sung. And indeed, the saints above and the saints below but one communion make. We are saints clothed in the white righteousness of Christ in our baptism. And the saints in heaven are ever clothed in white robes, proclaiming the praises of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So today we consider what it means to be a saint here on earth and a saint in heaven on All Saints Sunday. We also remember the persecuted church, those who've been martyred for Christ, those who've been put in prison for their faith. For we pray with them, and our hearts are with them in their prison, simply for being faithful to Jesus. And also on this First Pledge Sunday and the Sundays to come, we live in God's love. Christ laid down his life for us, so we gladly give him our time, talent, and treasures. We are carrying out his great commission in this place. So dear saints, who are clothed in the white robe of Christ's righteousness, let's briefly consider what does it mean to be a son of God in the blessed Beatitudes of Jesus. What does it mean to be a child of God in his blessed love? What does it mean to be a saint of God and have blessed salvation? We are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus as we heed the blessed Beatitudes of our Lord in Matthew 5. We are sons of God, not of this world. Jesus went up on the mountain, he sat down, the disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth. When Jesus opens his mouth, we open our ears to hear. And we hear the eight Beatitudes of our Lord from the Sermon on the Mount. These describe who Jesus is and who we are as his disciples connected to him. In Jesus, we are poor in spirit, and in him we have the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus, we mourn over our sins, and we shall be comforted. In Jesus, we are meek, and we inherit the earth. In Jesus, we hunger and thirst for his righteousness, which alone can enable us to stand in God's presence, and we are satisfied. In Jesus, who showed mercy to us, we are merciful, so that we too shall receive mercy. In Jesus we are called to be pure in heart, because he is our purity, he is our holiness, and through Jesus we shall see God. In Jesus, who has made peace with God the Father through his blood, we are peacemakers and are called sons of God. And in Jesus, if we are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for him, ours is the kingdom of heaven. But Jesus reminds us at the end of the eight Beatitudes, remember, if you are faithful to me in this unbelieving world, you will be reviled, persecuted, spoken evil falsely against you on my account. But are we to despair? No. He says, rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. If we are persecuted for Christ, we are glad. They persecuted the prophets before us. Rejoice, our reward is great in heaven, because we are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. The blessings of his beatitude are upon us. On this International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, as we will toll the bells in a moment, for four members of our church who've gone to be with the Lord, and four specific martyrs which are printed in your insert today, we remember that these people were persecuted on account of Christ and gave their life. Pastor Han, a pastor of a church in Changbei, China, murdered by North Korean secret agents, giving a warning to the Christians in China. We remember Wakir Masi, 16-year-old, who was killed in the Easter bombing in a park in Lahore, Pakistan. They specifically targeted Christians on Easter. We remember Workatu, who in Ethiopia was beaten to death by her husband and a neighbor because she refused to return to Islam, and she converted to Christianity and would not renounce her faith in Christ. And we remember Sister Anselm of the Missionaries of Charity, along with other members of her order. They did nothing wrong. They did this. As Christians, they took care of the elderly and disabled in Aden, Yemen. And they and a priest were attacked and killed by Muslim extremists for their faith. These people have given their life blood, and we honor those who have been martyred for their faith. And we remember those who are in prison for their faith, as we are with them. Dear Christians, we are sons of God. God's beatitudes are upon us. May we pray with and remember those in prison for their faith, as if we are right there with him. We are sons of God in his blessed beatitude. We are children of God because of his blessed love, as John said in the epistle lesson. Consider the kind of love the Father has given you, that you are called children of God. Think of that. We were not children of God by nature. Conceived in our mother's womb, called original sin, we were enemies of God. It was through holy baptism that God adopted us into his kingdom by grace. And now that we are his children by faith, even though the world does not know us, remember, the world didn't know Jesus either. Beloved, we are God's children now, and it does not appear yet what we shall be. You and I look like everyone else in the world. As Christians, we don't look differently than other people. We work in the marketplace. People know from our words that we are Christians, but we don't look differently. But Jesus, the Son of God, who is the Son of Mary, himself became a child and a man. He obeyed his parents, and he suffered and was crucified and died and was raised and ascended to the right hand of God as our mediator, and he is returning in glory. And you know what St. John says to us? It's beautiful. Because we've been reconciled to God the Father by the blood of Jesus, because as we said in Reformation Sunday last week, the scripture teaches that we have been saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, as written in Scripture alone, by his blood we are accounted righteous, but we are hidden from the unbelieving world. We live in the midst of an unbelieving world, but we are God's children, and he knows who you are. And because you've been incorporated into the body of Christ, when Jesus appears, St. John says, as his second coming, we shall appear with him. We'll realize then we've always been the body of Christ, and when the King of Kings and Lord of Lords appears, there we will be with him, the church, the body of Christ, purified, filled with the hope of salvation. You know, every time we gather around the communion altar, we're not kidding when we say in the preface, therefore with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. We are the church on earth, they are the church in heaven. When we pledge our time, talent, and treasures for the work of Christ, we are doing this with body and soul, willing to give our very lives for Christ, who laid down his life for us. Rejoice, you are children of God with his blessed love upon you. And lastly, we are saints of God with blessed salvation. The book of Revelation gives us a glimpse of what lies ahead and what our loved ones enjoy right now. Jesus is the Lamb, God the Father upon the throne. By the blood of the Lamb, we are accounted righteous. Before the throne of God in his presence, we can come before the Holy God because Jesus, as the shepherd, became the Lamb. Jesus, the priest, was the sacrifice. Jesus came as the good shepherd, but he gave his blood as the lamb, the true paschal Passover lamb who takes away the sin of the world. That is why, through faith in him, we are accounted righteous. And did you see that picture of heaven with the saints? A great multitude of every nation, tribe, people, and language standing before the throne. Why are they clothed in white robes? They've been made white by the blood of the Lamb. Normally, if you would take a robe and soak it in blood, it would come out red. But when our robes are soaked in the blood of Christ, they come out white, whiter than any bleach could ever make them. Because in the white robes of Christ's righteousness, just like Palm Sunday, we have palm branches in our hands, crying out with a loud voice, the saints do. And after standing before God, they fall on their faces to worship God. Life is a great tribulation, and it always will be. But when we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, in heaven we will serve God day and night. And what beautiful comfort we have, no hunger, no thirst, no scorching heat of the sun, no more tears. He wipes the tears from our eyes, and we will drink from the springs of living water. Is it any wonder that the saints cry out the sevenfold praise, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to God forever and ever. Amen. And as we toll the bells, who've gone for those who've gone to be with the Lord and gather around the communion table here on earth, they're rejoicing in the Lamb's banquet in heaven that knows no end. So, my friends, remember those Christians who are in prison as if we are there with them, and honor the martyrs who've died for Christ. Pledge your time, talent, and treasures. Pledge up your gifts of your money and your talents and energies for the work of the gospel here in our church and school and campus ministry. And finally, rejoice. You are a saint here on earth who will soon join the saints in heaven. And as the hymn goes, the saints in heaven and the saints on earth, but one communion make. Behold this host, arrayed in white. To God alone be glory forever and ever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed on page 158. Please stand.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and descended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayer of the church. Let us pray for all people in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs.
Almighty God, everlasting Father, you gave your only Son to be the high priest of the good things to come. We thank you that we are saints in Christ Jesus, and we share in the company of the blessed, the angels and the saints who've gone before us for all eternity. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Lord, in your mercy. Eternal Lord, ruler of all, graciously regard those set in positions of authority among us. We ask that you would guide the elections that take place across our country on Tuesday. Grant, O Lord, that guided by your Spirit, those who are elected may be high in purpose, wise in counsel, firm in good resolution, unwavering in duty, that under them we may be governed peaceably and quietly. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this good land of our heritage. Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from violence and discord and confusion, and be with those who serve in the military among our family and friends in this congregation. Eric Burley, Ellen Darbo, Stephen Mills, Doug Jupe, Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, Matt Niendorf, Stephen Maywald, and Kevin Weber. Lord, in your mercy, we ask that you restore the health of our loved ones, your servants in Christ in need of healing and strength. Owen Cook and Frida Deeby and Gerald Post, Jim Rogers, Dennis Haxton, Barbara Beal, Arlene Ahi, David Brenton, Jane Shepherd and Jennifer Wells, David Connard and Jana Lee and Demetrio Pacico. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you for the work of our church, school, and campus ministry. Prosper all that we do in your name, that we may serve all, bringing Christ's love to all who are in need and all who need the salvation only Christ can offer. To that end, bless the work of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, its witness and mercy ministries, and also the March for Life in January, as we defend the unborn whom you have created. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you, Lord, that in holy baptism you enable us to dwell with you in light and give us white robes of Christ's righteousness. Be with those who celebrate their birthday and their baptism in Christ this week. Jane Hollinsworth, Ashley Latch, Frank Richards, Alex Laffin, Steve Butte, and Wendy Weber. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for Brian and Penny Ralewski and all those who are married in our congregation. May they glorify your holy name in their marriages, that all their works begun, continued, and ended may glorify your holy name. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy to your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
As we collect the offering, please fill out the ritual of friendship pad located at the end of each pew. Pass it to the person next to you. Tear off the sheet and place it in the basket in the narthex. You may be seated.
Thank you.
sing the offertory on page 159. We stand to sing. Charles Brown. Nadine Gilchrist. Those martyred for Christ this past year,
Pastor Han. Wakar Masi. Work it to. Sister Ansel. These are now with our Lord Jesus Christ, the angels and the archangels in heaven, ever rejoicing and praising his name. To God alone be glory forever. Amen. On this All Saints Sunday, the service of the sacrament, page 160.
The Lord be with you.
Surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses, that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
This do in remembrance of me.
the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. body of Christ. Take and eat the body of Christ.
Favor and give you peace.